There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 40 of the tabernacle. No more separation. Charles Spurgeon once said, "When Jesus died on the cross, the veil in the temple was torn from top to bottom so that big sinners like me might fit through." Our text for today is Matthew 27, verses 50 through 54. "And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, 'Truly, this was the Son of God.'" According to Matthew 27:51 and Mark 15:38, when Jesus died on the cross, the curtain in the temple, which had replaced the veil in the tabernacle, was torn from top to bottom. Larry Fogle shares the following insight. "Pondering what we know about the thickness of the temple veil, it seems impossible for the veil to be split completely in two by human hands. Only by divine intervention could this massive veil be torn asunder as it was. Slimming, in his book Made According to the Pattern, says the veil was divinely rent by the hand of God, was rent in the midst, not just a small tear in the corner, and was rent completely from top to bottom." But what does this torn veil mean? The veil of the temple and tabernacle was a shadow of Jesus' body, his flesh. The letter to the Hebrew Christians tells us precisely that, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way open for us through the curtain, veil, that is his body, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God." That's from Hebrews 10:19 through 22. In order to enter the presence of God, we must pass through the body of Jesus. The Apostle Paul said it a slightly different way to the Christians at Rome. "If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection." That's from Romans 6, verse 5. We cannot possibly go beyond the veil, beyond that which we cannot see, and into God's presence without being united with Jesus, the Son of God, without walking with him hand in hand. The tearing of the veil revealed the wonderful reality that all believers now have full access to God. When Jesus was crucified, the body of our Savior was torn, and then the veil was ripped. The Life Application Bible Commentary on Hebrews adds the following comments on Hebrews 10, verse 20. "As Christ's body was torn in his excruciating death on the cross, people received access to God. Through his flesh, Jesus opened the new and living way. He truly was the way itself," John 14, 6. "This way was new because it had not existed before. It was new because this was the new covenant, opening the way to fellowship with God. Because of Christ, all believers may walk into God's presence at any time." That's from Hebrews 4:16. Do not miss the amazing reality in these words. We believers have access to God, the sovereign King of the universe. When was the last time you utilized the full value of this privilege? The presence and closeness of God is available to you. Some questions to consider. How significant was the timing of the veil tearing at the moment of Jesus' death? What does it indicate about God's nature that He gave multiple miracles when Jesus died? And finally, reflect on the following anonymous quote. God has already torn down the biggest obstacle we will ever face, the veil of our sin that separated us from His holy embrace. He will, in the same way, lead you through every challenge you will ever face. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.